This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio, ta-da! Here we are, like magic, every day at the same time. We appear in your ear. It's magic. Can you imagine life without us? The Good Day Program, hello. I'm Doug Stanton, my friend Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan. Kara is very serious today, so don't get too wrapped around whatever it is that you... If you want to have a conversation...
All three of us say that we're a little tired today, so...
Yeah.
Are you really?
All right, I'll have to get you going.
Just to finish reading my... I have a copy of In Style magazine that I've been reading.
Wow.
That's what I said, Jen.
Did you flip to the back? They have a men's fashion section.
Wait, I didn't get that far. I was actually
reading the girly stuff first.
This is the last. Meredith knew that you guys would have fun with me. Last night when she came to bed, she says, why are you reading my In Style magazine? I said, because I want to see what's in there. I want to be connected with the things that you use to be beautiful, and I want to know what's going on. She just laughed at me. I had never seen it. I didn't even know the magazine existed till last night when I saw it on the end of the bed. So I just looked at it.
InStyle's one of my favorite. I like InStyle because they do house stuff, they do fashion stuff.
Yeah,
there's the man section. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, InStyle's great. That's one of the few magazines that really made it throughout the magazine crisis.
Mm-hmm. Really? What could I learn, Jennifer, from the men's section of InStyle magazine?
Well, typically, I mean, the section isn't gigantic, but they will take and they'll do a profile.
I noticed that. With like a paragraph.
Right, it's like 2 pages or 3 pages, but they take an interview with the man who's stylish, and they ask him questions about his fashion.
Ever interviewed me. Why not? I'm stylish.
Well, you know, as soon as the corduroy comes back in style, I'm sure that you're going to be first in line.
Weren't there turtlenecks in there, too?
Okay, all right.
I've heard.
Okay, so there are relics of September 11th. Who knew that there were still things left over from September 11th? They're in a hangar at JFK in New York as a big warehouse that once held a couple of thousand different items, but there are only 18 of them left. Remains of the parking garage, a police car, metal that's mangled from the buildings. And so the Port Authority says they want to give away these final remnants. You got to be a nonprofit or a government entity. The pieces have to go on display in a site with public access. I would think this would be, I think earlier, this is kind of a ghoulish way.
This is creepy.
Come on, let's enough of this. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, I'm most creeped out by the office pass. That's the creepiest one of all. Why would anyone even want to touch that? That's so sad and creepy.
If you're a museum, though, sometimes people can learn from this kind of stuff, and it's most dramatic when it's there in person.
Yes. We decry the fact we don't teach history, modern history of our country, and that may be an answer in part to when you say, that's a good suggestion. Here's another sort of connection to that. A 16-year-old golden retriever dog, the last living search and rescue dog from the site, was euthanized yesterday.
Aww.
2 dozen firefighters honoring the dog and bid her farewell as she was walked to the place where they euthanized her, and then they buried her. A U.S. flag was placed over her.
It's so amazing so to think, I mean, not to take away the sadness of losing the animal, but when you put into perspective the lifespan of a dog, I mean, September 11th was a while ago. And it's so bizarre that in some ways it feels like it was just minutes ago, and in other ways it just feels so far away. It's weird.
Removed. Okay.
I mean, come
13
on.
13 past the hour. There is a lot of concern about certain diseases that seem to be coming back to the surface. We thought we'd had them taken care of. One of those is meningitis, and this, I have a story of actually a mother going to join us in a moment who's going to share the story of how her family is impacted by meningitis. So that's the next matter of focus up here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you ever used the drive-up window at a fast food restaurant for a late-night snack after the main part of the restaurant had closed? If so, you may be interested in a lawsuit recently filed in U.S. District Court in Chicago against McDonald's. A lawyer representing a blind man in Louisiana has filed a class-action lawsuit against the popular fast food chain. The attorney alleges that those late-night windows violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. He says that since his client can't drive, he can't place an order at McDonald's late at night like other customers who use the drive-up window when that's the only part of the restaurant still open. Let's be fair. One of the reasons fast food restaurants don't have an option for late-night pedestrians is the potential for serious accidents. People on foot might get hit by cars, exposing the restaurant to more lawsuits. Sadly, one of the possible outcomes of a lawsuit like this is that all restaurants across the country would be affected. Not just McDonald's, and that they would simply stop providing late-night windows. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, coming up to quarter after the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Richard Chung, who is the Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University, and Patty Wolkowitz, who's the founder and executive director of the Kimberly Coffee Foundation. Ms. Wolkowitz, let's start with you and the story of your daughter, Kimberly, for whom this foundation is named.
Good morning.
Hi. Tell us the story of your daughter and what happened as you discovered that she had meningitis.
My healthy 17-year-old daughter, Kimberly Coffey, was a high school senior. She came home from school one afternoon with body aches, telling me everything hurt her, and she did have a temperature of 101. It seemed to me that she had the flu, but within hours, her symptoms became so much worse, and I had her rushed to the emergency room. And when the doctor in the emergency room told me that she suspected Kimberly had bacterial meningitis, I couldn't believe it, and I told the doctor that's not possible. Kimberly had been vaccinated for meningococcal disease, As a mother and a nurse, I was very vigilant in having my children vaccinated against meningococcal disease, so I couldn't understand what was happening. And unfortunately, things happened very quickly for Kim. We ravaged through her body, and unfortunately, she did pass away after 9 days in the hospital.
Good Lord. Dr. Chen, yeah. There's a lot of controversy about certain vaccines these days, and I'm wondering whether people even understand that one of the common vaccines that young people get is the meningococcal, I never pronounced this correctly, so I'll just use meningitis instead of meningococcal, I believe. Is that true that most everybody is getting in their vaccines a vaccine against meningitis?
That's very true, for sure, especially if a teen's been to the doctor any time in the last several years. You know, we talk commonly about a variety of teen vaccines, and certainly the meningitis vaccine, as we talk about it, is something certainly that parents and teens have heard about, at least, and many teens have received so far. The difference, though, and sort of the landscape shift that's happened in recent years is that there's actually a new meningitis or meningococcal vaccine against type B. So there's actually five key types of this particular bacteria, and the sort of older vaccine had four out of the five covered, and we didn't have a vaccine against type B. Importantly, when Patty's daughter passed away from this infection, there was no vaccine against type B, and there was nothing that could have been done at the time. And part of the reason why Patty and I are here is to let people know that we do now, as of about a year and a half ago, have a vaccine against this type B, this fifth and key type. And many parents and teens are just not aware of that. And they may kind of go about thinking that, as sort of Patty alluded to, that they're immune against meningitis because they've gotten this meningitis vaccine, but they don't realize that this fifth type likely was not part of that coverage.
Yeah. All right. So what can you say to calm people down, Dr. Chung, who are worried about these vaccines because some of them, and I don't think any of them had anything to do with meningitis, had that thiamiocol or whatever it is, mercury in the vaccine that preserved it. That's not a part of this, is it, or has it? I don't think it ever has been when it comes to meningitis vaccines. Has it been?
No, you're right about that. You know, I think vaccines can be somewhat of a complicated discussion, which is why, you know, one of our key messages here today is for people to go to their healthcare provider and have a thoughtful discussion. I think what we see far too often is that, you know, parents and teens may hear something from some source and just kind of take that as sort of the gospel on this particular issue. But until you've heard all the information, especially until you've heard from your healthcare provider, the expert on these sorts of topics, and the person who's sort of vested with taking care of your child, you don't have all the information. You know, we're supportive of every parent and teen making their own decisions as long as they make it with every key piece of information in hand rather than just, you know, based on a single piece.
Ms. Wolkowitz, you founded you put together a foundation in your daughter's memory, for your daughter's memory. What is it are you raising money for educational awareness? What happens with this Kimberly Coffey Foundation?
I'm educating parents about meningococcal, which includes Men B, because I don't want another family to experience what I went through, and I don't want another person to experience what Kim went through. It's so important that parents understand that the vaccine, the meningococcal vaccine, does not protect against all five types of meningococcal disease. And it's so important that parents know that the Men B vaccine is available now. And in fact, the Kimberly Coffey Foundation has recently teamed up with Pfizer to conduct a Harris poll to understand what it is that parents do know or do not know about meningococcal disease and its available vaccines.
So the vaccine protects against A, C, W, and Y, and now this new one against B, something that, again, a good conversation with a good doctor as you're bringing your child along, whenever the vaccine conversation is, when you go to the doctors and figure out what you want to do. This is part of the reason I want to have this conversation, because I think most people don't know that that's part of the routine that's now available. So thanks to both of you, Ms. Wolkowitz, for your work in the memory of your daughter, and Dr. Chung giving some really good, what you presented was easy to understand, and I think people appreciate that as well. Thank you both for being here on Good Day at 21 After.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends. Who's asking?
Oh, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours, I may have punched him. It's a blur, sir. He handled the financials.
You punched the bursar.
Yes, I wanted to do what you did, graduate in two and join the revolution. He looked at me like I was stupid. I'm not stupid. So how'd you do it? How'd you graduate so fast?
It was my parents' dying wish before they passed.
You're an orphan. Of course. I'm an orphan. God, I wish there was a war, then we could prove they weren't worth more than anyone bargained for. Can I
this
buy you a drink?
Is not only a national phenomenon now, this is an international phenomenon. The play on Broadway, Hamilton, is probably going to be the darling of the Tony Awards. Isn't that later this month? When are the Tonys?
June 12th, I think?
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
yeah, Sunday, June 12th.
Right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the mastermind of this is Lin-Manuel Miranda. She's going to get into carpool karaoke, but
I'm sorry. What?
Carpool karaoke.
The fancy karaoke.
Because Corden is going to host the Tonys, so he's going to put these people from Hamilton and some of the other people apparently that are up for Tonys in his car. Which is one of the most clever ideas. And I'll tell you something. My hat's off to this guy. Whether he figured it out or somebody else figured it out and put him in the seat, this was a brilliant bit. It's so simple. I don't know. Maybe somebody just looked at what Seinfeld was doing, which hasn't really worked, and said, okay, let's try this with a show that's on every day, and let's do singers instead. And this thing has taken off. You're going to have a show of its own, in fact. I hope that doesn't water it down. But yeah, anyway. Let's see here. Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be in the Corden car, and they'll be joined by Audra McDonald, who stars in Shuffle Along. I don't know
she
much about
her. I do. Why do we know her?
She played Billie Holiday, right? In the new the TV the HBO movie.
Is that her?
Billie Holiday or
Bennett?
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She's a huge Broadway star. Audrey McDonald. Oh yeah, she's massive.
Didn't that other winner of American Idol become a Broadway singer as well?
Jennifer Hudson?
Hudson, yeah.
Yeah, she. Right. Yeah, it's funny because she was in Carpool Karaoke, but yeah, she was. She just finished her run on the Color Purple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and don't forget, what's his name? Adam
Lambert.
Lambert.
He went to Broadway too for a little while, didn't he?
Good.
Well, he started in the traveling company of Wicked. That's before he went to American Idol. Yeah.
All right, also included in the car, Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's on Broadway now and Fully Committed.
When will I get a chance to tell my tale?
He actually sang this bit on the Corden show last year. So James Corden pops in at some point, but
after the third Emmy, things got really interesting.
Oh, and apparently some other voices too.
All right, let's see here. Also, this is sort of surprising. Jane Krakowski, who she was on the thing with
30 Rock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she was also a big Broadway star.
I wondered about that. Is she a Broadway person too? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. She was nominated for a Tony this year for She Loves Me. Yeah. So she played that role awfully well.
She did, yeah.
I thought she did anyway.
She's fabulous on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, too.
Is she?
Oh, amazing.
All right, so more big things ahead for Carpool Karaoke and the Tony Awards, which are a week from this weekend. The highlight of our musical portion of the hour here. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I was stunned to hear about police and prosecutors in Wisconsin staging late-night raids by SWAT teams and police dogs, invading family homes, and confiscating computers, cell phones, financial records, and other personal items. Far from having the right to remain silent, victims of these raids were ordered by the police to not tell anyone or call a lawyer under the threat of jail. There have been dozens of these raids without any proof that the homeowners are criminals. Even though the Bill of Rights guarantees us protection against such invasion, a look through the lens of liberty shows such abuse threatens the rule of law itself. We the people are the owners of our rights. We must tell legislators in no uncertain terms that such abuses will not be tolerated.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good judgment and bring people around.
We were
around
talking about bras, okay, Dougie? Yeah. The real stuff that chicks talk about. Come on.
Jennifer, Karen talk about bras. Okay, let's move on into...
Well, you'll be happy to know, I'm not trying to like push a button here or anything.
No.
But you'll be happy to know that all of your co-hosts are at minimum a D cup. Doug Steffen's D cup. I can hear it right now. I mean, there's so many imaging opportunities. Yeah, Doug Steffen and the triple D's. That could be us.
Okay.
You're welcome, by the way.
Okay. I actually can't pursue the line of thought that I was thinking of pursuing after that, so it's probably time for me to get right into this week's food news. The
In milk news.
Oh, my God. Okay, there's a discussion going on with a couple of former executives that worked at Costco, Erica Welton and Dennis Hoover. They want to redefine the fast food world with a new kind of fried chicken sandwich. They want to make an organic chicken restaurant chain. Organic Coup is the first USDA-certified organic fast food chain. They've raised $7 million in an initial round of financing. The chicken is fried in coconut oil.
Yum.
First one is in Pleasanton, California. Where is that, Jen? Jen? Up in the Bay Area.
That'd be up north, yeah, in the Bay Area somewhere. One of my friends from Pleasanton. I think it's 45 minutes outside of San Fran.
Really?
That's so nice, doesn't it? I'm from Pleasanton. Yeah. It does.
They're going to open 24 restaurants across the country. Okay, so here's what I see happening with this. This is a good idea, but Chick-fil-A, the guy that runs that, is no slouch. And he's going to see this as a threat to him. We opened in Framingham. There was a big to-do. Chick-fil-A found its last area of New England because it's an outfit that started in the South. The guy that runs it is a little west of being a Neanderthal when it comes to politics. So it got all messed up in the business of Chick-fil-A, which ought not to be the case, whether the guy's a Neanderthal or not. He still has a good restaurant and a good business, but people were putting the discussion, I remember the headline in Framingham, controversial restaurant chain. No controversy about Chick-fil-A. It's very popular. It's very good. If you like chicken, it's tasty. The line, the one that opened in Framingham always has a line down the street, around the corner, and up the block.
Same thing here. I've only been to Chick-fil-A on the East Coast, like in North Carolina, visiting my family, because the one that opened here in Southern California, the line is just too much to deal with for me.
Isn't there one down on Lincoln?
There's one in Hollywood that I did. Right.
Anyway, so they've got a good model, and I'm betting that somebody is smarter to say, well, look what they're doing at Chick-fil-A, but they're just serving the ordinary junk. Let's have an organic chicken fast food restaurant. So they're going to get organic chickens, and they're going to cook them in coconut oil. So would that get you, is that enough? They'll probably charge, what do you pay for a Chick-fil-A sandwich? I don't know. What, $5? $4, $5, $6? I don't know.
I've never been.
For the sandwich, I think it's pretty cheap there. I think it's like $3 or something.
Is it? Man with a chicken. If you get
no guarantee.
A chicken for $3,
would appeal to me. I would go to this organic coop. I would go.
Would you? I thought you told me you didn't eat poultry.
Nothing on four legs.
No. All right. Well, two legs are okay.
What about a handicapped chicken?
Okay. a handicapped cow. All right. Well, one of the things that first attracted me, I didn't know anything about Chick-fil-A. I'm driving down the highway and I saw a cow on a billboard. So I looked at the cow, and the cow is saying in the cloud,
"More chicken.
Eat more chicken."
It's a really cute ad campaign, actually. Yeah, pretty smart with it.
Yeah, very smart.
And I think they have days of the year, maybe Halloween, when you dress up as a cow, you can go in and get a free sandwich there at Chick-fil-A. Pretty funny.
Right. Okay. So what did we do with this conversation? Look what we did. What everybody else is going to do. Here are these two people got a good idea for a better fast food chicken restaurant. What we did was go right to the leader, the Chick-fil-A chicken. It used to be Kentucky Fried Chicken, but they make such crap. It's like going to Taco Bell. Same company, Yum Yum, owns both of them, and it's all crap. So here's somebody that comes along and actually serves decent chicken.
I know they're like popping up places, but I would love to see a couple of healthy fast food chains start actually popping up with like real ingredients. I know we have, there are some.
What's an example of what were you talking about?
There's not a mainstream chain yet that I could tell you on the tip of my tongue that's doing healthy food.
You mean a McDonald's equivalent?
Yeah. There was one in California, I think, called Baja Fresh. Bob Fresh is a good one. That was a big deal
because there was one that opened in New York City, and everyone was excited about it.
Fresh Cities here. We go to a, Meredith and I go to a place down on Route 9 that's called Fresh City. And they
Baja Fresh is delicious, and it's huge, by the way, in California. Yeah. I don't consider it health food, though, because if you look at the calorie counts on the menu, they do burritos that are awesome. Don't get me wrong. And all the ingredients are fresh, but they're like 1,500 calories for a burrito. And you're
Fresh City has really done a great job here. But I think they're only like a Norwegian, sort of a New England or regional. I don't know. I don't see them anywhere else. But they serve the kind of stuff that we like.
And I guess Chipotle aimed to be healthy.
Right.
Yeah, but they...
I'm talking about a place that would do salads. Like, they got a bad rap, by the way. You know, you're watching your caloric intake, but yet you need to get something on the go, and you want something that's got pure ingredients. I mean, something like that would be... I think there'd be a huge market for it, especially in the big cities. I don't know how it would do in the center of the country, but for sure in the big cities.
Yeah, we've got a couple salad chains around here that are pretty big, but I still don't believe that they're actually healthy, because you can put so much stuff in them, and then you get all the, you know, fancy salad dressings and stuff. So I think it is actually worse, because it lures people into thinking they're eating healthy. And then, I mean, it's still vegetables, which is better than what you can get at something like McDonald's. But as far as how fresh the ingredients are and how healthy it actually is for you, I don't really think it is.
The best one in New York City for on the go, you know, go and grab a sandwich that's already pre-made and everything, is Pret a Manger, and that's actually pretty healthy, and that's fresh ingredients that they make there.
You go into places like Panera, which has quite a lock on a market because of the way they've marketed, but if you go into the store, you know what to expect. That's what I think drives these businesses more than anything else. If you get what you expect, if you know that whether it's good or bad, but if it's consistent, like when you go to a McDonald's, you know what you're going to get.
Right.
When you go to Burger King, Wendy's, any of these places. So the model that Panera, I think his name is Fred Panera or something like that, he has sandwiches up. And so what grew rapidly was the quality of the ingredients. And with that, our pal, the supermarket guru, would tell you that it's always going to be about taste. It is. It's always about taste. Mm-hmm. So if the stuff is good for you and it tastes good, that's great. That's where the business is going to go if you're thinking it through. But when Meredith brings home these bottles of chunga drink or whatever that, you had some of that too. Yeah, my God.
Kombucha is delicious.
It's awful. Oh, I gave it a chance.
It's a little rough.
Terrible.
I agree with you.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a little rough.
But that's the idea here, to make it so that it tastes good. And that's the future, no matter whether it's an organic chicken chain or whether it's the steak stuff that you go to, Steak and Shake. Those places they're all dying. The Steak and Shake places are dying because they serve crap. And people know it. You can go somewhere else for just a little more money and get better beef. None of us here eat, or Jennifer, you have some meat sometimes, don't you?
I don't know, but yeah, I don't eat a lot of red meat, but yeah, I do.
Karen, do you eat meat?
I had last night, actually.
Yeah, I eat meat. I don't eat a lot of steak or red meat. Well, I eat ground beef a decent amount, but yes, I'm not a vegetarian at all.
Okay, so you'll get less airtime now from now on. The beef things, the labels on steak, getting better stuff, and it doesn't make any difference. You can say that about fish, the fish restaurants.
To be fair, steak and red meat is actually cleaner meat than the white meats, like chicken.
It is. Depends on where it comes from. And not all of it, but it depends on where it comes from. Chicken's horrible.
In general.
It really is. Chicken, if you saw, and I've said this before, and I will say it, and then we'll do the television report. I have, because of me being a farmer, I've been in slaughterhouses. I've seen what happens to these animals. And they don't even bring the chickens to slaughterhouses anymore. They just do it right in the place where they grow them. They just go down the line with a chainsaw. And that you would never, ever, ever touch another piece of chicken if you saw how they get to market. You wouldn't. Okay, having said that, I hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
Your Cheerios are going down okay today.
Television news up next here on this radio program called The Good Day Show.
In the news, Danger lurks when you leave the hospital. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Picture this. You're at the end of your hospital stay. Whatever was going on is over. Now you're ready for home. You're literally hours away from being home safe, except often you're not. Here's the thing. Hospital discharge is dangerous because your doctors in the hospital often don't talk to your regular doctors. DCOC advice, before you leave hospital, make sure you can say in your own words why you were in hospital, what happened to you while in hospital, and who's going to keep you healthy so you don't end up back in the hospital. Meds, their problem, all of their own. Three musts here. You must know what new meds you have to take. You must know what old meds to stop. And you must know what old meds you need to keep taking. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch my latest videos and podcasts on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
There was 57 channels in another mouth. 57 channels in another mouth.
All right, here we are at 48 after the hour. A couple of minutes of television news, including news from Grey's Anatomy, Jen.
Yeah, good news, because the Grey is staying in the Grey.
What would they call it if she left? What would they call the show?
It would be difficult because they killed off her sister, who is also a Grey. They kill off everybody on Grey's Anatomy. But I Ellen Pompeo. I'm sorry?
Under the knife? They kill him under the knife? How do they kill him?
Oh, in all kinds. Let's see. We've got plane crashes, hospital
shootings.
What goes
on at that hospital than anywhere in the world?
Wow.
Tragic illnesses. I mean, there are lots of things that happen if you
okay, she's
Grey's
only
Anatomy.
Getting 300K per episode. Most of the really big stars who are responsible. This show's been on for 13 seasons. How's it doing in the ratings? Must be okay if it's been around that
That's
long.
That's great in the ratings. Yeah, and this is actually the show that launched Shonda. You know, Shonda, Shonda Land.
Right.
Yeah. So this was her big. Right.
So I got a beef here. Let me just throw this out, and then we won't go very far because we don't have too much time. The fact that she is the mainstay of the show, and she's only getting 300 per episode, there's a big to-do with, now I'm understanding more of it, not that I didn't understand it before. Most of the, like, Harmon is getting $750,000 an episode for NCIS. Remember when Charlie was getting $1 million plus for, what do you call it? Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
And Robin Wright made a big deal a couple of weeks ago about not getting paid the same amount of money as,
Kevin Spacey,
$500K. So this woman should be getting $500K, not $300.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Adventures for a number of decades. They have some great things in their Fromers store, fromers.com/store. Find out where you can go, how you can get there. The best travel information, I think, is at fromers.com. And thus, the request to have Polly on the program every week. We're going to be talking about some of the best summer travel apps in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim.
Oh, what a score by Kai Preston!
He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slammajama as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only two seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Today on App Check, Mashable for iPad is about digital innovation and social technology news. Cramped format and poor performance. Mashable for iPad.
Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
56 past the hour. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide. The summer travel apps. I wonder how much you use these yourself, Pauline. Is it Google?
You know, I think that apps are kind of fading as more and more websites become mobile compatible. That's what we're doing at Frommer's.com. We're putting all our bucks into making our website more compatible to tablets and mobile phones because we have all of our travel guides on Frommer's.com so you can get information from around the world. That being said, there are a couple of ones that I think are helpful. There's one called TripIt, which acts kind of as an organizer for you. It puts together all of your hotel information, your flight information, any itinerary details. You can share it easily with anybody else on your trip or anybody who you want to inform about the deal, about the details of your trip. So that's one I like. Triplingo is a very good translator app because they don't just tell you the really formal way to say things, the way nobody talks. They actually give you the slang version so you could sound more like a local. And those are two that I use, but frankly, I tend to use my phone more for regular websites. It might be because I use T-Mobile, which gives me a very good data plan abroad, although I got to tell you, it drops calls like crazy here in the U.S., so it has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if now is the time of the travel app anymore, to be honest with you.
So are there other shortcuts, though, that you might use or suggest other than the obvious things that are at Frommer's.com?
There's many websites that will get you really great, say, hotel rates. There's one, we did a study and we found that a site called Hotels Combined in 90% of the cases found the lowest hotel rates because what it does is it searches the hotel sites directly, which is very important nowadays because a lot of the hotels are not giving their best deals to third-party sites. Right. But it also searches those third-party sites, some of which buy hotel rooms in bulk in advance, get savings that way, and then pass along the savings to people. So you really need one source where you can find that all. So we liked Hotels Combined for that. Next in line for hotels was Kayak.com, although because it's owned by Expedia, often the Expedia results float to the top whether or not they're the best. And then for airfares, Momondo is good.
Yeah, you sent me there. I like that. So you're going to Paris next week. Are you bringing your galoshes?
I know. It's supposed to stop raining, but today the Louvre is having to move out all their treasures because the Seine is rising. So
bad. Yep. All right. Thank you, Pauline. Pauline Frommer at Frommer's.com here on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.